My next guest wants to sue Al Gore for fraud. He hopes a legal challenge will settle the global warming debate once and for all. He's John Coleman, and he founded the Weather Channel. My favorite channel has some of the hottest women there. And now he works as a weatherman for KUSI-TV in San Diego. He knows warm fronts like I know cold cuts. So, John, why do you want to sue Al Gore?
Well, the deal is this, Greg. We have tried and tried and tried to get a debate on global warming with scientists on the other side. Al Gore or any of the scientists behind him over at the UN IPCC, we'd love to have a debate with him, but they say, oh no, the debate is over.
Yeah.
Well, now there are 30,000 of us. We have 30,000 scientists, 9,000 PhDs, who have signed up to debunk global warming. And they still won't listen to us. You realize that Fox is the only cable network that'll put us on the air. CNN won't. That other thing, MSNBC, it won't. CBS, ABC, NBC, they scoff at us. We can't get on the air. If it weren't for the internet, you wouldn't even know I existed.
Yeah, that's true.
The whole deal is that somehow we have to be heard. So we figure maybe a court of law.
Now, let me ask you, do you think, why hasn't Al responded to you? Is he scared, or is he just pretending you don't exist?
Well, I think he regards us as just a little gnat. After all, he's a former vice president of the United States. He's got an Oscar. He's got a Grammy. He's got $100 million. He's got a Nobel Peace Prize. I'm going to scare him? I wish.
Now, you say in a lot of your writing that global warming is a scam. Why do you think that?
Well, if you study all the papers of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, if you study everything their scientists have done, it all boils down to a claim that carbon dioxide, CO2 in the atmosphere, put there by our burning of fossil fuels, is going to turn the climate of Earth into an oven, and we're all going to bake and die. Well, that's sheer nonsense. We have burning fossil fuels for 100 years. And what have we done so far? We might have raised the temperature by 0.1 degree, maybe. CO2 is a natural compound in the atmosphere. It's not a pollutant.
No, it's
plants have to have it.
It's like water vapor.
Every time I breathe out, I create it. It is no big deal, and it's certainly not going to end the world.
No, if you believed what the global warming freaks are saying, it's something so evil, but it's no different than basic water vapor. I mean, it's just a substance that's out there. But I got to ask you, because there is so much science out there that's saying that this is purely hypothetical nonsense, why did it become such a widely held belief? Why is global warming so, easily embraced by people in Hollywood, by people in the media?
Well, it's the most amazing part of the story, really. How did it become such this huge accepted scam? I mean, it started off with some environmentalists and some one-world politicians at the UN who had World Earth Day in 1970. And out of that, they finally managed to create this IPCC, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change at the UN. They claimed, of course, that that was something, had something to do with science. All it was an environmental advocacy group. Then Al Gore learned a little bit about CO2 in college, one course, learned a little, and all of a sudden he became an expert. So he becomes vice president, the UN starts foisting this thing on us, and the media, which loves a crisis, loves to tell us that the world is coming to an end, the media jumped aboard, and once the media was aboard, so you got the UN, you got Al Gore, you got the media, what are the politicians going to do? They follow.
What's interesting is almost with almost every issue, you're allowed some kind of debate or dissent, and this is worse, actually, worse than any kind of religion where you're not allowed to dissent. You can't say anything without being called an idiot or crazy.
It's become a religion. That's exactly what it's become, an environmentalist religion. And of course, green and environmentalism is a wonderful thing. I'm an environmentalist, but wait a minute. You're not going to turn me into an extremist, and you're not going to get me to tell a lie to try to accomplish an environmental goal. That's exactly what they're doing.
Speaking of goal, what does a hockey stick have to do with all this?
Well, this goes back to the start of it all. A professor at an American university named Michael Mann created a graph of temperatures through millennium flatlining and then shooting up at the end, shape of a hockey stick. And the UN panel said, ooh, love that.
Yeah.
And they kind of made it their Bible, and it became the cornerstone of their whole campaign. Now it has been proved, without a shadow of a doubt, to be built on absolutely bad science. You can put any data into that formula, and it'll come out a hockey stick no matter what.
Well, you know, John...
the whole thing was manipulated.
John, I'm actually looking forward to the return of the Ice Age, because I know that's going to be the next catastrophe, probably in the next decade. We got to run. Thank you, John Coleman, founder of the Weather Channel, my favorite channel, aside from Fox News Channel.